part of the, you know, the union for a long time,
yeah.
And part of the reform group coming through the 50s and 60s, you know, in that, you know, in that period. Can you remember when you first encountered him?
Would have been in the very late 60s.
Mm.
Yeah, I met him, I think, probably Johnny McNamara introduced me to him. And I got on not too bad with old Joe, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He was always a voice of moderation
amongst
the opposition. He believed what he believed,
and
he argued strenuously for it, even to the extent that in the early 70s, we were able to supply some reinforcing steel to Joe for nothing.
Oh, okay.
And he used to build his boat. Remember, he built a boat out of concrete?
Oh, yeah.
He always said Monday sabotage, and not personally that. That's a bit of a scent, I think. I just crashed it on the rocks. but we looked after him. And Johnny Mac. I got Johnny Mac a job a couple of times when no one had employed him.
Mm.
Jack was very bitter towards him, but I wasn't. As I said, they're entitled to their opinion. And I always admire them getting up at the meetings, because they used to get howled down.
Yeah.
But they'd get up. Johnny used to always have a rolled up Sydney Telegraph in his back pocket.
Yeah.
He used to pull it out and gesticulate for the while he was talking.
Okay, so when you talk, we talk about old Joe. I mean, how much you know, older was he? Do you think?
Not all that much. He just looked like he was.
Oh, okay.
He, I went to his funeral, and I think he wouldn't have been any older than 70 then.
Okay. Which was when, roughly?
In this.
When was the funeral?
The last 5 years.
Yeah. Okay. So,
trying to make up which order it was. A few of them died at the one time. Johnny McNamara died, Bobby Pringle.
Yeah. Okay.
And Joe, I think Joe was the last. He'd actually become involved in politics out in the Matraville area.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think it might have been to do with the closing of Prince Henry Hospital or one of those.
Okay, yeah. Well, you find them, they always find something else to campaign against. They never stop, do they?
But even when the deregistration came in 86, and I became a BWIU organiser, Joe and I had a long discussion then. We were quite happy.
Yeah.
He wasn't happy with what had happened to him.
But
he understood what I did and why I did it.
Yeah. And so he stayed working in the industry?
No, he... He couldn't get a job in the early 70s, and then he became an official of the Black Gallagher team.
Right. Okay.
He came and went.
Yeah.
He was there, then he left, and then he came back, and then he was a president then for years, you know, I think going into the late the 70s, into the 80s.
Mm. Right. Okay. Well, it's now 1:30, and this disc is close to its end.
Yep.
A couple of big things to come back to.